This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Welcome to the Mind Growth podcast series from Learning Teams Inc. as part of their Hop into Action program. This series is supported by the best-selling book series, The Hop Beginner's Guide to Doing Safety Differently, available on Amazon Books in print and Kindle formats. In today's episode, we explore the notion of measuring safety differently through the lens of worker storytelling and narrative-based metrics. So please grab your favorite beverage, sit back and listen now to this Hop into Action Mind Growth episode. There is a lot of talk in the community about storytelling and narrative-based data and how this could be measured. In an industrial environment, narrative-based metrics refer to collecting and analyzing qualitative data, stories, experiences, and insights from workers about their day-to-day tasks, safety practices, equipment usage, and interactions within the workplace and the system of work. These metrics focus on the human experience and provide a deeper understanding of how processes and systems work on the ground, supplementing traditional performance indicators like production rates, error counts, and safety incidents. Some of the characteristics of narrative-based metrics are 1. Qualitative data collection. Instead of just measuring quantitative outputs, e.g. units produced or incidents reported, narrative-based metrics capture stories from workers regarding their experiences with organizational systems, equipment, tasks, procedures, and people. 2. Contextual understanding. Narratives explain why certain issues arise, how workers navigate challenges, and what systemic problems might exist. For example, workers may share stories about equipment breakdowns, unsafe conditions, or workarounds they use to meet production targets. 3. Human-centered focus. This approach gives workers a voice in safety and operational discussions, helping leadership understand what is really happening and why and how certain issues impact their day-to-day work. 4. Learning and improvement. Narrative-based metrics offer lessons from normal everyday work, capturing real-life experiences that can inform continuous improvement, safety training, process optimization, and operational excellence. Let me share some stories using this approach. Safety and incident reporting. Traditional safety metrics often rely on reported incidents or injury rates. Narrative-based metrics can capture stories from workers about near misses, unsafe practices, or moments when they felt at risk, but no formal incident occurred. These narratives provide a fuller picture of safety risks and help identify weak points in critical controls, life-saving rules, permit-to-work systems, and other safety-related processes. For example, a maintenance worker shares a story about how they always wear high-visibility clothing, yet factory areas are dimly lit, making it hard to navigate safely. This information may not appear in incident reports, but highlights a significant safety concern. Process improvements. In industrial settings, efficiency and productivity are key goals. Workers' stories can reveal workflow inefficiencies, hidden bottlenecks, or outdated procedures that slow down operations. For example, an assembly line worker describes frequently having to modify a tool because its design doesn't fit the task at hand. This narrative provides insight into an equipment issue that is slowing down production and could lead to repetitive strain injuries. Training and onboarding experiences. Workers' accounts of their training experiences can be used to improve onboarding processes. These narratives provide valuable feedback on whether training is effective, comprehensive, and aligned with real-world tasks. For example, a new hire describes how the safety training didn't cover specific hazards they encountered daily, or how training materials felt outdated and didn't align with the equipment currently in use. Cultural and behavioral insights. Narrative-based metrics can be used to assess the organizational culture, particularly regarding safety culture and attitudes toward risk. Workers' stories about how they perceive management's response to incidents or whether they feel safe reporting problems provide qualitative data that numbers alone cannot reveal. For example, a worker shares how they once reported a safety hazard but felt it wasn't taken seriously by management. This narrative can highlight a gap between formal safety policies and actual responsiveness. Adaptation and resilience in unplanned events. In complex industrial environments, workers often have to adapt to unexpected changes, such as equipment malfunctions or supply chain disruptions. Narrative-based metrics capture how workers handle these surprises and what innovative solutions they come up with. For example, an operator describes a situation where a machine broke down in the middle of a shift and they had to jury-rig a temporary fix to keep production going. This narrative can inform future contingency planning or equipment upgrades, worker engagement, and job satisfaction. Narrative-based metrics also provide insights into worker engagement and morale. Stories about what workers value, what frustrates them, or what motivates them can inform efforts to improve retention, well-being, and workplace satisfaction. For example, a long-time worker might share how a recent shift to automation has made them feel disconnected from their job, leading to disengagement. This narrative can help human resources and leadership rethink how to support workers during transitions like automation. But what about narrative-based metrics and the five HOP principles? Integrating narrative-based metrics within the five principles of HOP offers a richer, more nuanced approach to understanding organizational dynamics and safety practices. Here's how narrative-based metrics align with and support each of these principles. HOP principle, error is normal, people make mistakes. Mistakes are part of the human condition. Instead of preventing all mistakes, organizations need to design systems that account for and are tolerant of errors. By collecting stories and experiences from workers, organizations can gain deeper insights into how and why errors occur. For example, workers can share narratives about near misses, mistakes they made, and how the work environment, policies, culture, training influence those errors. These narratives provide context around specific situations and highlight systemic issues or gaps that purely quantitative error tracking might miss. It also helps illuminate how workers view their own mistakes and how these experiences inform their behavior going forward. The benefit of understanding the conditions under which mistakes happen helps design more resilient systems. Narratives allow leaders to see patterns of error tied to environmental factors, stress, or unclear procedures, which data alone might obscure. HOP principle: context drives behavior. Workers' behavior is shaped by the systems, environment, and context they operate in. Understanding these conditions is key to improving performance. By collecting stories from frontline workers, organizations can uncover how various environmental or contextual factors shape behavior. For example, narratives might reveal that unclear procedures, resource constraints, or time pressures are driving unsafe behaviors. They can highlight situations where workers felt they had to make do with inadequate tools or instructions, providing a clear picture of the real-world context that influences behavior. The benefit is that these contextual stories reveal underlying drivers of behavior that may not be captured by traditional metrics, e.g. compliance rates. Narrative data allow organizations to understand.
We are taking a break from the podcast for this message. Ever wondered how to move beyond blame and start truly learning from work? The HOP Beginner's Guide series is your step-by-step companion to doing safety differently. Written by Brent Sutton with insights and contributions from Todd Conklin, Jeffrey Lith, Brent Robinson, and others, these guides bring real stories, practical tools, and clear explanations of the five HOP principles. Whether you're a leader, safety practitioner, or supporting frontline workers, you'll discover how error is normal, context drives behavior, and learning is vital. Start building capability, capacity, and resilience today. Search HOP Beginner's Guide on Amazon, because better work begins with better learning. And now, back to the podcast.
And address systemic issues that lead to errors or unsafe practices rather than focusing only on individual actions. HOP principle, blame fixes nothing. Blaming individuals for mistakes creates fear and reduces openness, leading to worse outcomes. Organizations should focus on improving systems and processes instead of assigning blame. Workers' stories help to capture how a blame-oriented culture affects employees. Through anonymous narratives or interviews, workers can express how fear of punishment influences their decision-making, whether it encourages hiding mistakes or hampers learning. Stories about how previous incidents were handled can reveal whether the organization has a culture of accountability focused on learning or blame focused on punishment. The benefit is that these narratives can serve as a diagnostic tool to assess the impact of organizational policies and leadership approaches on behavior. They help understand the true impact of blame on morale, communication, and overall safety culture. Hot principle, response matters. The way organizations respond to incidents, issues, or feedback greatly influences outcomes. A thoughtful, measured response encourages positive change, while a reactive response can undermine trust and improvement efforts. The narrative data shows how workers perceive organizational responses to incidents or issues. By gathering stories on how workers feel after raising concerns, reporting mistakes, or participating in incident investigations, organizations can gauge the effectiveness of their responses. Narratives may show whether employees feel heard, supported, and empowered to participate in solutions, or whether they feel dismissed, which can foster disengagement. Through stories, not statements, organizations can benefit from understanding the real-world impact of their responses to incidents and issues. If workers' stories reveal positive experiences after raising concerns, it signals trust in the system. Conversely, negative experiences can signal the need for improved communication and response strategies. Hot principle, learning is vital. Continuous learning is essential for organizational improvement. Learning from successes and failures provides valuable insights to prevent future errors. Narrative-based metrics can create a rich repository of experiential knowledge. Stories from past incidents, recovery strategies, and successful practices offer detailed insights into both successes and failures. This qualitative data can help build a culture of learning by capturing not just the what, but also the how and why of various situations. It also makes learning more relatable, as personal experiences often resonate more deeply than abstract data. The benefit of sharing stories helps foster an environment where learning from both success and failure is embraced. Employees feel empowered to share their experiences, contributing to a continuous improvement culture. These stories provide a grounded understanding of how changes have impacted real work. Incorporating narrative-based metrics into HOP principles provides qualitative depth that complements quantitative safety data. It encourages a holistic view of how safety and performance systems work by accounting for human experiences, perceptions, and context. It provides deeper insights into safety and risks. These narratives help identify subtle safety issues that may not show up in incident reports, such as near misses or chronic hazards. It deepens understanding of systemic issues. Narrative-based metrics reveal the systemic factors influencing behavior, offering detailed insights into conditions that may not be captured by numbers alone. It provides better process understanding. Workers' stories provide first-hand knowledge of inefficiencies or workarounds that can inform process improvements. It builds trust and openness. Gathering worker stories creates space for open communication, helping to reduce fear of blame and encouraging employees to share lessons learned. It enhanced worker engagement. By allowing workers to share their stories and experiences, organizations demonstrate that they value worker input, which can lead to greater engagement and buy-in for safety and performance initiatives. It encourages continuous learning. Narratives capture experiential learning in real time, offering rich lessons that help improve systems, procedures, and responses over time. It contextualizing quantitative data, narrative-based metrics can complement traditional data, e.g. safety incident rates, machine downtime, by providing the why behind those numbers. For example, if production targets are not being met, narratives can reveal whether the issue is due to inadequate tools, unclear instructions, or another underlying factor. But there are challenges to using narrative-based metrics, which include the subjectivity of stories. Narratives are inherently subjective, and interpreting them can introduce bias. Multiple perspectives must be considered to avoid overgeneralizing from one person's experience. Being time-consuming. Collecting and analyzing narrative data requires more time and effort than quantitative data collection. Consistency of information. Standardizing narrative-based metrics across different departments or sites can be more challenging, making it challenging to compare across locations or teams. The ability for the organization to listen and learn. Leaders believe that once they know of a problem, they are duty-bound to fix it, or the fear of opening Pandora's box. By doing something that causes many problems to appear that did not exist or were not known about before. Here at Learning Teams Inc., we have been turning these challenges into opportunities by using the 4Ds framework for operational improvement. The 4Ds framework allows you to capture and analyze storytelling and create narrative-based metrics. This is then used to understand and improve everyday work in human and organizational performance. Let's explore how these metrics can enrich the 4Ds by providing detailed, contextual insights into human behavior and organizational processes. Narrative-based metrics can offer stories, experiences, and reflections that capture the complexities of these categories, leading to a deeper understanding of safety, efficiency, and performance. Here's how narrative-based metrics integrate with each of the 4Ds. Dumb. Tasks, situations, or processes that don't make sense. People encounter processes or controls that feel frustrating or nonsensical. These dumb elements are barriers to efficiency and can lead to mistakes or safety issues. Collecting stories from workers about their experiences with dumb processes can provide valuable insights. For instance, workers share how outdated procedures waste time or lead to errors. Narratives can reveal recurring frustrations that might not be apparent through numerical data alone. Through narratives, organizations can identify the root causes of frustration, providing a deeper understanding of why certain procedures feel ineffective. These stories offer a qualitative dimension to understanding how dumb tasks affect performance, leading to more informed decisions on process redesigns. Dangerous, risky, or challenging situations. People face risky tasks or hazardous processes that need to be managed carefully. Recognizing and addressing these risks is critical for safety and performance. Personal stories from workers who have faced dangerous situations can highlight unanticipated risks or hazards that were not captured by traditional risk assessments. Narratives may provide context for why certain risks go unnoticed or unreported, such as when workers feel pressure to complete tasks quickly. By understanding the lived experiences of those exposed to danger, organizations can better identify and mitigate hidden risks. Narratives can also offer insight into how workers adapt to dangerous situations, leading to more proactive safety measures. Difficult, unusual, or demanding tasks. Complex or difficult tasks are part of the job, but they can also lead to errors or inefficiencies if not properly supported. Gathering stories from workers about difficult tasks they have faced can illuminate where additional support, training, or resources are needed. These narratives provide context on why certain tasks are challenging, whether due to lack of clarity, insufficient tools, or high mental or physical demands. By understanding the subjective experiences behind difficult tasks helps in designing better support systems. Narratives can reveal where employees feel overwhelmed or underprepared, offering actionable insights for improving work conditions and task design. Different, changed, or surprising situations. Change is constant, and when situations, tasks, or processes differ from the norm, they introduce unpredictability and potential risks. Worker stories about facing unexpected or changed situations provide insights into how well the organization adapts to change. Narratives can capture how individuals respond to changes in procedures, leadership, or technology, and how these differences impact their work. These narratives help organizations understand how well they handle change and adaptation. They provide qualitative feedback on whether the organization's change management processes are effective and how workers experience these changes in real-world situations. The 4Ds. Framework deepens narrative-based metrics. They provide qualitative data that complement the more structured categorization of challenges. They enable a fuller understanding of how to improve safety, performance, and well-being in organizations because they 1. Capture real-world context. While the 4Ds framework helps categorize problematic areas in the workplace, narrative-based metrics provide the real-world context behind each category. These stories explain why certain tasks feel dumb, why dangers are overlooked, or why certain situations become difficult or challenging. 2. Facilitate learning and improvement. Narratives can inform leaders about areas where processes or systems are not supporting employees as intended. By listening to stories from the front lines, leaders can use the insights to create smarter interventions and changes in the organization. 3. Uncover hidden insights. While traditional metrics, e.g., number of incidents, compliance rates, give a surface-level view, narratives reveal deeper, underlying issues that may not be immediately visible. They provide nuance that helps identify systemic problems and human factors that data alone cannot reveal. 4. Empower workers. Narrative-based metrics encourage workers to voice their experiences, fostering a culture of openness and continuous learning. This aligns with the HOP principle of learning from everyday work, which is also core to the 4Ds approach. In closing, waiting for things to go wrong is easy. Understanding and learning from why things go well takes space and time. You can choose to learn from the past or learn for the future from learning from the present. Remember, workers are the solution and not the problem. Harness the power of storytelling and narrative-based metrics to create the change from doing safety to and for people, and start doing safety with and by people.